Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 3D Print Show. Today is a little bit different episode. I woke up this morning thinking, you know what? I am going to print a helmet for my cat. And I come into my little print room, and turns out my PC wants to update to Windows 11. And I said, cool, it will let it update. And of course, I lose all of my software. So we are slowly trying to get everything back in order here. Currently, we are trying to get everything needed for the Xbox 360 Kinect to work on the PC. I actually never got the chance to use this yet. Of course, the moment I want to, I can't. And that is just because it just shut down on me. I lost all my software, so now I'm trying to figure out how to do this again. I don't know if you can use just any Xbox 360 camera, but from what I know, the Xbox 360 works, at least the first version. Apparently there's multiple. The Xbox ones might work, but I've heard they're not as good as the 360s. So, looks like I've got my camera back up and working. So, when it comes to getting everything to scan, now keep in mind, I've never scanned anything, but I have everything to do it. So, the first thing you're going to do is find a basic Xbox 360 Kinect camera. You should be able to pick those up for about $20. Either at your local game shop or like GameStop, or we also have a store called Game Exchange. They're a small chain. Or even there's Entertain Mart, and then there's their sister store. I'm trying to think what their sister store is called now. Movie Trading Company. You know, any other stores like that that sell, like, used video games and such. You should be able to pick this up for, like, $20. Now, keep in mind, the plug in the back is, it looks like USB, but it's not. It's different. You're also going to have to pick up an adapter for that. The adapter was about $20 as well. I was able to pick it up at Game Exchange. I imagine you can get off Amazon. I imagine the camera you can get off Amazon, eBay as well. I actually don't know the name of this adapter, but it is a splitter adapter. It splits that one wire from the camera to two. One end being a wall plug for power, and the other being a regular USB. So, expect to spend about 20, or not 20, 40 US dollars together for that. And then from there, software is generically, from what I can tell, free. Now, the software that I've been told is really good, called Scanit, It says it can work for Mac. I've never tried. I don't know. I may try it on the Mac. But it says it's good for both. You can... Let me get back to the ScanIt website. They have a... Let me go back. Their website is ScanIt, S-K-A-N-E-C-T dot Octop... I'm not going to pronounce that right. It's ScanIt.OCCIPITAL.com. So you can, I guess, either just get ScanIt software. It says get started on your Mac or Windows. Or you can do a ScanIt plus Structure Core for $499. But why do that whenever you can build your own for less than that? So once you get to your site, just go to Git ScanIt, and you'll be hit with a list of options. You get two options: either pay nothing or pay... Let's see, it says $129. I think that's a one-time payment. What you get in both is different ways of exporting. If you're 3D printing, I would hope you are listening to my podcast. The export that you're going to care about is the STL. Both have automated water light repairs. Both have geometries, simplification, modeling, editing tools, wireless connect to structure sensor for mobile 3D capture. Kind of wonder what that is. Community-based support. Both have instant export to Sketchfab online sharing platform. I'm curious to see what that is as well. Seems like Sketchfab is linked. Yep, that word's linked. Here's where changes start. You do get the polygon export. You're limited to 500 polygons on free. You're unlimited on the $130. And then the rest of these you get on the ScanIt Pro. None of it you get on the free ScanIt, which is, I'll go ahead and list out in case you decide to pay for it. Instant export to Shapeways 3D printing services. Don't know what that is, but Shapeways is linked as a word. You got instant upgrade, direct email support, 1 year of minor updates, and suitable for commercial use. So if you're really going to use this for more of a commercial type thing, this $130 option seems to be your best bet. From what I can tell, it's just a one-time purchase for that. For me, I'm just going to do the $0. I'll probably use a kind of a commercial option, but I'm not really doing much commercial use. Most I'm probably going to do, like, I have a friend of mine has a 47 Buick that wants me to scan his taillights to remake in my red transparent filament, which, by the way, is from Hatchbox, and so far it's pretty fantastic. That's probably the extent, just helping out friends on scanning stuff. So I'm going to do that. You get your options of macOS, Windows 64-bit, and 32-bit. I have a 64-bit, so I just hit the 64-bit, download it. Now, once you download it, you know, you'll go through your basic download stuff. But keep in mind, you also need another thing to download. will have to download. Okay, well, first let's go back. So you'll download that and all that. You won't be able to you open it, but you won't be able to load up the camera just yet. So you will, let's see, what did I search? Let me go back since I got it. I had to search, and this was because of me, because I did a 360 camera. I searched Xbox 360 Kinect SDK. And from there, you should get the very first link as a Microsoft.com link. And it should be labeled Kinect for Windows SDK V1.8. I highly doubt they're going to update that. Last update was January 23rd of 21. I highly doubt that's going to be updated. Just click that in Google and you'll hit download. You'll go through your downloading process. It'll tell you to download one other thing. It'll make it a link, so it'll automatically open. And it will be, dang it. It's another thing for the Kinect. I can't remember offhand what the name was. But once you do all that, download it and everything, close out a ScanNet and everything else, and then plug in your camera to the computer, let it boot up, open up ScanNet afterwards, and you should be able to load it up. You can get over to record and see what it's viewing, which is pretty awesome by just looking. Blue, got the dog barking in the background. But that's basically just how to download, get everything ready to 3D print. Keep in mind, you should probably print a mount for your camera. For a tripod, you will need a tripod. Any tripod would do, just a cheap one from Walmart will do. I'm a photographer, so I've got some pretty decent ones that I'll use for a mount on a print one. And then you will want what's called a Lazy Susan. It's a thing you can put spices on a computer and in a kitchen. And just spin it around. You want to spin your scan around. But there you have it. That's everything you need to start scanning. I will most likely start another podcast once I start scanning. I need to get a couple things, get a mount made. And that's it. We're going to just cut this podcast short. Thanks for listening in. And I hope that you guys invite more friends, start listening. I would love to do a lot more on here. So this is David signing off on the 3D Print Show.